This is Leah from the second year.
So just give us a little bit of an update from when we last did these presentations about what you've been up to.
Well, I've just been like carrying on making the birds. Basically kind of just like planning out what I want it to look like.
Okay, so have you got a plan?
Yeah, it's not like a really good plan. This looks like
okay. So you want the cages to be hanging?
Yeah, but if not, I was gonna like put them on like a plinth or something.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
It might be a good idea to just have a plan A, B, and C for things. Just because, you know, we don't know how heavy these things are going to be once we've got the birds in there. I know they're made out of paper, but they do have a solid core of paper as well. Surprising how heavy it gets after a while. So maybe just, again, they don't need to be beautiful drawings like this, Leah. They can be like fag packet drawings, you know, where you're just exploring some different presentation techniques. Now, you've got two cages.
Yeah.
Did you order two?
Yeah.
Okay. I did.
Okay. How big are these cages?
They're not that big. They're like, I'd say they're about that big.
Okay.
And I was like, because I was making five birds, I wanted to make sure I had like enough room to fit them all in.
Yeah, because some of them might not even be in the cage. Some of them might be outside of it. You know, we'll just wait and see when they arrive, how we approach that sort of thing. Okay. And then what I've said to other people of a similar sort of situation to you is, where is like your comments book going to go? Where's your artist statement going to go? You know, if where do you imagine these things to be presented? Like, what's going on around them?
Yeah, I kind of need to think about that like a bit more, and like come up with designs and stuff and plan that out.
Yeah, because I mean, they could be like, you know, we could get some hefty twigs from outside, some branches, and it's like twigs. They're not just sort of dangling from the ceiling.
No, yeah.
Like we could have branches coming out of the walls that they're hanging off of or something, you know. I want you to really sort of invest a little bit of time really thinking about how your display can add to the work that you produce, because you, like the birds are really beautiful, and it would just be a shame to just wang them in like, you know, and not give some energy to thinking about how they're going to be presented and how these bird cages could be presented in a more sort of interesting and dynamic way than just sort of being hung from the ceiling. I think we can do something a bit more exciting than that. You guys, any sort of feedback?
Well, my feedback is, thank you for doing something in your blog. You're the first person that's actually done stuff in the blog. Bit more, we need some reflection, but your research and your planning are really good. Thank you. Just do more.
Okay.
It's tremendous. Thank you.
Yeah. So that's just my comment to you, is maybe just go away from this and do me some fag packet drawings of some different display options. It's really good to have a plan A, B, C, D, you know. So this is plan A. Okay. But then maybe consider some more.
You might think of putting some form of light inside of the cage. Just a little sort of LED or something to brighten it. Because they're going to be maybe difficult to see in unless you get some light in there.
And something that is a little bit concerning to me is this. These fake plants.
Yeah, I have some like at home that are kind of like just there, but I don't know if I could do anything with them.
I just don't know how much value they're going to bring to your work, or if it's going to be a little bit over gilding the lily, because your birds are so beautiful that you've made, and hopefully this cage, once they come down, and we start sort of like building this more sort of human rib cage onto them, will be quite exciting. That I just think adding vines of plastic whatevers is just going to be a distraction away from actually what the core message
and what you've created.
And what you've created. Yeah,
so people will be judging you on your plastic
faux plants don't have like good rep.
No, they never land well. So just maybe, I mean, by all means, bring them in, we'll try. But like I said, earlier this week, some compromises do have to be made when you know, thinking about displays and stuff.
So would these be in the centre or the side?
Well, this is what I want Leah to go off and think about, is some more plan A, Bs and Cs for this work. Because I can really see them being like held by branches, like some gnarly branches. Look out there, there's plenty that just fall down.
Has to be big enough.
And strong enough.
It
will be big enough and strong enough, absolutely. And they're displayed in a little bit more of a sort of fairy tale kind of whimsy sort of way.
Yeah.
This is like a little bit too simple, just like stringing up the ceiling.
Okay. Cool. Fab.
Very good. But can I have a little bit of a plan by the end of the week?
Yeah, that's fine.
Some options.
Yeah.
Thank you.